This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, impangibles on Vayelech. So you would think it's such a short parsha, it doesn't warrant us to say it's your favorite time of the week. No, it's not true. Even though it's a very short parsha, we could still say it's your favorite time of the week. So you said we just said that by Parshas Nitzavim. Yeah, but now it's... there was too much of a hefsek for us to remember how much we enjoyed those questions, so we could say it again. Okay, so in the beginning of the parasha, something struck me. The pasuk says, "Hashem Elokecha, who over lefanecha, I'm not going to be able to take you into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem will pass before you." And the end of the pasuk says, "Yehoshua, who over lefanecha, Yehoshua, he'll pass before you." Who was it? Is it God or is it Yehoshua? And if it's both of them, why doesn't Moshe say Hashem and Yehoshua? The next question is such a good question. I thought I had an answer to it. It almost made the Pninim. I didn't like it. This is such a good question. This might be the best question ever. Or at least in the last 5 minutes. Moshe tells Yeshua, "Ki ato tavoi es ha'amaza, you will come es ha'amaza." What's Moshe telling Yeshua? Es ha'amaza means with the people. Meaning, don't worry, it doesn't fall on you. The zakenim of the generation, they will be with you. You will do whatever they tell you. You will follow their das and their etzah. Says Rashi, but Hashem tells Yeshua, "You're going to bring in the people. You're going to bring them in against their will. Everything's dependent on you. Take a stick, hit them over the head. There's only one leader. You can't have two leaders. No Zakenim. Zakenim don't do anything." No, what's going on over here? Moshe didn't know this? Moshe told Yeshua the wrong thing? Can you imagine? As Moshe Rabbeinu was about to leave this world, he tells Yehoshua his marching orders, and they weren't right. Moshe tells Yeshua, "Don't worry, there's a team, there's a board. It's a committee. Leadership by committee," Moshe tells Yeshua. And then God tells Yeshua, "Yeshua, don't pay attention to what Moshe said. There's no committees. We don't do committees. Everybody knows, if you have a committee, nothing ever gets done. Committees don't accomplish anything. Who accomplishes? One person. You want something to get done, you ask one person to do it. Never put it to a committee." But so the question is, why was Moshe mistaken, misled? Why did Moshe misrepresent to Yeshua what his job was? No, I think that's a very good question. Final question on Vayelech. The pasuk says, after the Shemitah year and the Shnas Hakel, Tikra es ha-Torah hazais. You're going to read this Torah. The voy chol Yisrael le'rois es p'nei Hashem le'kecha. Tikra es ha-Torah hazais. Rashi says, Tikra es ha-Torah hazais. The Melech reads from the beginning of Eilat Hadvarim, like the Gemara says in Saita, on a wooden bima that was in the Azara. Really? What was the material of the mantle? Was it felt or was it leather? Why is Rashi telling me what the bima was made out of and that there was a bima? Is there a question on the pasuk that Rashi's bought? Rashi is here to explain the simple pasuk. What exactly is difficult about this pasuk that Rashi needs to add that, by the way, they read it on a platform of wood? I didn't have any questions reading this pasuk. I mean, I'm saying my imagination... on its own, we'll decide what they wrote. Rashi's not here to gather information connected to the pasuk. Rashi's here to explain the words of the pasuk. Is there a problem with something the pasuk said that Rashi needed to say? By the way, they read it on a platform of wood. Now, by the way, it's questionable how were they allowed to read on platform of wood. It says, Loisita lecha ashera kol eitz eitzel mizbach. It's not pashut, you're even allowed to have any kind of wooden structure. But my question is not how were they allowed to, why does Rashi need to tell this to me? Marva Aboisai, that's what we got on Nitzan Vayelech. I wish you a wonderful day, and this is in lieu of tomorrow's shiurim. I wish you all bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.